ABC News.
Hello, David Rollins with a quick wrap of the latest news from Australia and around the world. The United States has conducted another round of attacks on Iran following an Iranian strike on a ship in the Strait of Hormuz that set the container vessel ablaze and forced its crew to abandon it, with one crew member reported missing. The US military says it's hit around 140 targets, far more than the last two rounds of tit-for-tat strikes. It says targets included missile and drone launch sites, ammunition dumps and communications. Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they've responded with strikes aimed at US military facilities in the region, including in Bahrain, Qatar and the UAE, as well as Jordan. They claim to have hit command and control centres, along with military aviation facilities. The latest crossfire in the Gulf comes days after US President Donald Trump suggested an interim deal in the Iran war is over, throwing prospects for peace into ever greater doubt. And the influential US Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has died at the age of 71. In a statement on social media, his office said the South Carolina senator died from a brief and sudden illness. It says his family asked for privacy at this difficult time. And a missing elderly couple from Melbourne Southeast has been safely located. 89-year-old Colin and 83-year-old Claudette left their aged care facility in Wheelers Hill late yesterday morning. Family members today raised the alarm after not being able to locate them, saying they held welfare concerns due to the pair's age and medical conditions. Victoria Police says the couple has since been found safe and well in the Maryborough area of regional Victoria. This is ABC News.